Perfect. So I guess what I would ask for is a vote amongst us if we're not.
Remember when you're forming recommendations, votes, resolutions, all of these, the item should be in the positive tense or positive form, and then
right. Yeah. So it would be like all in favor of recommending of bringing this back to the director or right. Is that in the positive, right?
Correct. Yeah. So it would be a recommendation to return this matter to the director to bring a new resolution for
or do nothing.
It has to be a single statement. It should be a positive statement. And then when you vote no or yes, it's clear specifically what it is that you're voting.
That it was either approved or denied, yeah. Okay. Just go ahead.
Have we confirmed that OC that they are gonna allow that second tower in that original spot?
That's where they want it.
Okay. That is where OC would like it to go. That is where they initially signed the application for specifically that spot, because that spot was inside or in close proximity to an already existing easement for communications and utilities and things. So it was already taking up a considerable chunk of their property. We do not have any confirmation that even if you did look at it again and still choose to go down the path of move it to a different location on the lot, there's no information from OC to indicate that that is a path that they would consider. Likely it would end up in appeal.
So the way I see this kind of just in my head is that we do nothing and it goes the year waiting period and then they reapply again, right? But if we get this thing on the next meeting and then we say, okay, let's say we voted no, right? And then the applicant has time to appeal. So basically it can be revisited. It's still going to take a number of months, but it can be revisited sooner than a 1 year, like April, you said. I think it would be revisited before then. So I guess this is a faster way to rehash this thing out. And I think that's the fair thing to do for everybody. You got a company that's trying to progress its growth and mm-hmm. you got people potentially maybe waiting for that connection up there. And then you got people that are waiting in limbo, like, are they going to put the tower in or not? So like, let's just get her done and hash her out. That's my opinion on it. So I would be in favor of the recommendation to revisit it, sooner than later. So we can take a quick vote on it, I guess. Would that be the appropriate thing to do, Thomas?
Yes, that would be the appropriate thing to do. Has everybody felt like they've had adequate comment on the item? Okay, then. I would phrase it along the lines of a recommendation the planning director... where's the words for it? Consent to a new hearing regarding... One second, let me find the resolution number that it was actually relevant to.
No problem, I'm looking here through his letter here, so.
This would be a recommendation to the planning director to consent to a new hearing regarding resolution 2023 2023-03 for the original location as applied.
So they would just, they wouldn't have to resubmit. It would just be revisiting the original application then?
Correct.
Okay.
And then that would be, a statement in the affirmative, which then a yes vote would be a yes to do that, and a no vote would be a no to not do that.
And then it would just, it would automatically revert to the 1 year waiting period then, with no recommendation tonight.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Well, is everyone pretty clear on where we're going with this? We'll take a quick vote if there's no more comments on it. So one more time, I'm not sure the exact verbiage if you want to clean it up for us, but it sounds like it's going to be that the City of Onalaska Planning Commission recommends that Resolution 2023-03 the Planning Commission recommends the Planning Commission Planning Director to revisit 2023-03.
We'll
clean that up for me.
We'll clean that up in post.
I was just, I was thinking of it in the affirmative and making sure I get, because it really is pretty simple. I just got to make sure that we're talking about the right resolution and that we're saying that we're.
A recommendation that the Director of Planning consent to a new hearing regarding item 2020, Resolution 2023-03. Or the original
application.
Location as applied.
Yeah, okay, what he said. Yes, that's what I was trying to think of, is what are we calling it, a hearing, or we're going or having another meeting on something. Okay, all right, all in favor of this recommendation to the Director of Planning, you can indicate by saying aye.
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 Any nays?
Nay.
We have three ayes and one nay. The recommendation passes. With that, Mr. Rufos will clean it up in a very eloquent manner for us, and
I'll put it in.
It has to be put out in public.
Thing. So, what's going to happen now? Is I'm going to write a letter to OC and Optimera, and I'm going to also write a letter to the surrounding property owners and let them know that we have a meeting that will be scheduled for September 21st.
Also apologize to OC that we look like idiots when we already passed it.
Not at all. There's nothing there that's wrong with that. Like, I mean, you made a decision based on information that was inadequate at the time. The homeowners are going to come out and they'll say whatever they're going to say. Microphones, please. So people will have plenty of notice. I will send out multiple reminders because at this point we will have plenty of time and let them know that this item is being revisited on, it will be September 21st. That is the regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting. And you will have all of the same information that you had in front of you for the past meeting. You will also have the additional item of information that OC did not approve of a secondary location. You will also have a copy of the information from the FCC reminding Planning Commission that there are certain circumstances in which a denial cannot be given. There are certain arguments that can be made or that cannot be made that have merit, there are certain arguments that may be made that will not have merit legally. Okay. So just because somebody else built a cell tower doesn't mean that you can deny them having built a cell tower and force them to co-locate. That is stifling competition. That is something that you cannot do on a federal level. Because of perceived health effects, that is not something that you can do. Because everything should be appropriately licensed and approved beforehand. So there will be items and information and whatnot, and you guys will probably have a pretty chunky packet for that meeting.
Yeah, my thing is that if you know, made it sound like OC was giving them the okay, so we passed this. And so
well, they had approval for the other location, and we obviously switched it on, and we didn't approve the first location. So, I get it. But this is all learning for me. I've never done anything like this before. So,
and this isn't necessarily something that wouldn't happen elsewhere, but we do tend to find ourselves in, given the environment. Given the interpersonal relations, given just how the OC board, their timing works and everything else, it's possible that, you know, these things come up. So.
All right. Well, any other comments or questions?
I'm probably going to be gone on the 21st of next month.
Okay. We will be on Zoom. The Zoom meeting will be on the agenda.
We'll be at the Niners game.
Nice. All right. I expect to see, background shots and everything. Don't blur out the Zoom so that we can see in the crowd.
Yeah. Just keep your phone muted.
Yep. Nice. All right. So I will have you excused for that meeting.
Okay. All right. Anything else before we adjourn?
Yes. And Thomas, I might not be here either because I'm going to have another surgery.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess we'll have to play this by ear, but we may not have
it. So what we will do then is, so I can plan ahead.
Ginny's going
to be here. Ginny may or may not be here.
We'll just do the best we can like we always do. If people are here, we can do it. If people aren't, we'll move it to another date, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to suggest rescheduling for the 28th instead the following Thursday.
Is that going to be better for you guys?
I'll still be in the hospital.
Ah, okay.
So I was thinking that October meeting, they can wait until October. It's better than a year.
But we will have a quorum, it looks like, with at least the three of us. I don't know, Ginny, but so you're thinking the 20.
You would have a quorum in theory. So we.
Well, if we had Ginny, obviously I prefer a full board.
Yeah. Well, let's schedule for the 21st as we usually do.
Play it by ear.
We will, if nobody's available, we'll push it a further thing. Like I said, I expect an appeal regardless of what direction you make that decision.
Okay.
So I can't promise that that's what's going to happen, but that's okay. The writing on the wall right now.
Okay. All right, we'll play by ear then, and maybe you touch base with us like what a week out, Thomas, and see where we're at.
So, separate announcement. In order for you guys to be more aware of what's going on, I'm going to start sending you directly the agendas for meetings when they get posted at the same day. That way, you guys aren't surprised by meetings. This is probably something that we should have been doing for over a decade, but it was never part of our process. So once the agendas get posted, you'll get that email first. Vicky, you'll probably get it by carrier pigeon or smoke signal or something.
Mail, like you did before.
Yeah.
A draft like you guys used to send me.
And then we will get that stuff taken care of. As far as once I get a better handle on whether or not you will have a quorum or not, we'll deal with that day of the meeting because anything can happen.
Okay. Thank you. Nothing more. Having moved through all the items on tonight's agenda, we will consider this meeting adjourned. It's 7:12 p.m. All right, thank you guys. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.
I ate lots of candy tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get a sugar high.
Get a sugar high.
Oh, yeah.